I'm going to say hello to Ms. Linus, who's the head teacher, Saoirse Linus. Good morning, Ms. Linus.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well. You must be one of the proudest principals in the history of primary schools in this part of the world.
I sure am, Frank. I'm absolutely bursting with pride here at the minute.
Now, tell me, are you across in London or are you back holding the fort?
Oh, no. No show without punch, Frank. I'm in London with the children here. We're just at the hotel. We shall be transferring across shortly to Elstree Studios for a rehearsal just before the live performance tonight. So, no, I'm in London with the children.
It must be quite an undertaking to organise everyone, get them in position and then follow the rules and regulations of ITV so as it runs smoothly. Like, it's not like as if, you know, you're just there with a fellow with a guitar. You've got the half a drum greeno with you.
We have indeed. We have almost half of our school, Frank, and it has been no mean feat indeed. There has been a lot of organising and a lot of preparations have gone on beforehand, but we're all here, we're all present and accounted for, and the children are absolutely buzzing and just looking forward to going out tonight and giving it their all.
We had a reminder there on Friday on UTV Live just how good the youngsters are as they finished UTV Live with Pamela on Friday night. It's an amazing talent. How is it that you've got so many good singers at the same time in a small parish where there are only 80 kids in the school?
Exactly, Frank. We don't have the numbers to pick and choose our choir. So basically, if you want to be in the choir, you can be in the choir. And I suppose then it's all down to our very talented choir director, Patricia McCahey, who can bring it out of the children. She believes it is in everyone, although I've been there almost 6 years and she hasn't managed to fine-tune my singing voice yet, Frank. But who knows?
But obviously, obviously she's got a particular talent. You know, she's got the Alex Ferguson touch.
She has indeed. But I mean, it is down to the children as well. Each and every one of them, they are amazingly talented. They work so well as a group together. And just over, you know, this past year, really, I have noticed a big difference in just their self-confidence and their self-esteem, how this has really, you know, these are very important life skills that are being developed in these young people. So it is fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
So what happens for the rest of today and I presume they've just been up, they've had breakfast. How does the day break down between now and us sitting voting for you tonight in front of the telly?
Yes, well, I'm standing here thinking we've loads of time. But no, I would imagine the day will fly in very quickly now. A lot of the parents have flown over to watch the children. They have literally just came through the door. So there's a lot of very excited children running around at the minute. We have some hairs being French plaited. We have just children getting changed into their uniform for this evening's performance. We're going to transfer shortly across to the studios. We will have a little bit of a rehearsal and a full run through ahead of then the live show tonight. So live TV, it's all very exciting.
And how have the kids taken to, I suppose, the arena that is Britain's Got Talent? It's an iconic television setting. They've got the most famous judges. They've got the best lighting, the best cameras. You don't get it any better than the way ITV do that. You know, have they been overawed at all?
Yesterday we arrived at the studios. We had a rehearsal and just kind of a bit of on-stage presence so that the children would be familiar with the set. And I have to say, you know, it's just looking fabulous. The children, honestly, they're just taking it all in their stride. Yes, they were, you know, all excited and taking it all in and thinking, wow, this is wonderful. But I think it's the adults, it's myself and the teachers, we're really feeling the pressure now at this point. Because we just want them to go out. They've put so much preparation into this. They are such a super bunch of children, and we just want them to go out and, you know, do their best and make everybody proud of them. But no matter what the outcome, Frank, we are extremely proud of each and every one of them. They have had the most fantastic time in the run-up to this live semi-final. So I'm telling them all just to go out, enjoy the moment, savour it all, soak in the atmosphere. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's something that nobody can ever take away from them. So we'll all certainly remember this for the rest of our lives. It's been wonderful.
Now, everybody in Rathfrieland knows what the song is tonight, so what are you singing?
Well, now, Frank, that would be the million-dollar question, and you'll just have to tune in to find out. I just can tell you that it is very different now to our original audition song, but it tells us a little bit more about the personalities of the children.
Yeah,
it has a little bit of attitude in it.
you're following all Simon's rules here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, that's fair play, fair play. That's what you've signed up for. And yes. you want us to vote, because if we vote tonight, you can get through. It depends on voting, doesn't it?
It's all based on public voting this year, Frank. Normally the judges could have had and sent an act through based on each live semi-final night, but I've been told that it's the top two acts based on the public vote that will make it through to Sunday's live final.
And
so please download the app, because you can get 5 free votes per device. So if everybody has their app on their phone and on their iPad and all sorts of other devices, keep voting for St. Patrick's Junior Choir, and you never know, just maybe we can make it to the final.
That's a really good idea. Download the app. Absolutely. It's a free app. Download it. Just go to Britain's Got Talent, to go to the old app store there and pull it down.
Yes.
Because it adds to the fun. You can buzz and have crack and take part and be interact. Yeah. So to do that.
Yes, my phone has been absolutely hopping over the past number of weeks, but more especially over the past from Saturday night's show. Our Twitter account, at St. Patrick's Drum, has been going crazy. Our Facebook page. So we do know the support is out there. We've been inundated with messages, well-wishers and messages of support from Northern Ireland, from the whole of Ireland, and indeed, you know, the wider UK. So please, please, please get behind us and vote for us tonight.
But it's because you are actually very good. The youngsters have just this amazing talent, and as you say, tonight we're going to see the talent with a bit of attitude. Regardless
exactly.
of what you sing, we want people to vote for you. But here's the difficult one. Is Ryan Tracy, the balloon man, is he on against you tonight, or is he on later in the week?
No, Ryan has been at the hotel with us here over the past 2 nights, and he has been amazing as well. In fact, he's kind of been our on-site entertainer, and I've been saying, okay, Ryan, on the hour, every hour, yes, come and practice your balloon tricks, because it's keeping the children very entertained. I think that Ryan is on Thursday evening, but he's an amazing guy as well. And luckily, we're not on the one night, so we have an arrangement. He said he's going to vote for us. We said we'll vote for him. So we'll get all our supporters behind him as well. He is an amazing guy. We wish him well.
So we certainly wish you well. I'll play this song again that we had on Pamela's programme, UTV Life, there on Friday night. I'll give it another airing here on the radio now, Saoirse. Regards to all the children at St. Patrick's Primary School in Drumgreena, outside Rathfrieland. Where was our weather watching camera? You'd need a clue and a half for Drumgreena. Great part of the world. Let's hope, Saoirse, that you get through tonight. If you do, do you then come home and go back on Sunday? This is a logistical nightmare for you.
Yes, well, that was it. We're all booked on flights home tomorrow afternoon. So no matter what happens, we are returning home tomorrow afternoon. And who knows, we could have to frantically start booking flights again for the weekend.
Are you on midterm break this week or not?
Yes, actually, our school is closed all of this week. So it just was perfect timing for us. All of our teaching staff are over here with us, so it's an amazing opportunity for us all to share in this together.
This is absolutely living and learning. Saoirse, I hope you win tonight, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me, Frank. Cheerio.
Saoirse Linus, the principal of St. Patrick's Primary School, Drumgreena, just outside Rathfrieland, on Britain's Got Talent tonight in their lovely green uniforms. And get your app, download your app. You don't need the app, of course, to vote, but download the app, because that would be a big help. But get on the line, make sure you support them. They're absolutely brilliant, and they were on with Pamela, as I say, on the telly there on Friday night, and they'll be doing something different tonight. Britain's Got Talent on UTV.
Complete. Oh, sympathy. Why? So why don't we go somewhere only we know? Somewhere only we know.
Not afraid to take on a big pop hit and put their own style to it, and they'll be doing it tonight with a new flavour. So we'll listen out for them. Britain's Got Talent on UTV.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.